With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The attack late Tuesday targeted the USS Gravely. Meanwhile, there are growing calls for President Biden to take action now and order a robust military response against Iran and its proxies.
He should significantly increase the level of strikes against Iranian assets, but I'm not quite there on strikes inside Iran.
The former commander of U.S. Southern Command, retired Admiral James Stavridis.
I don't think we are quite at the point of launching massive disproportionate strikes inside Iran, simply because that would be a guarantee of an immediate regional war.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Illinois Election Board voting to keep former President Donald Trump on the state's primary ballot.
The vote was unanimous, but the board's hearing officer found there was evidence Trump is ineligible to run for violating a constitutional ban on those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Another board member, Catherine McCrory, a Republican, believes there was an insurrection on January 6th. As far as Donald Trump is concerned,
there's no doubt in my mind that he manipulated, instigated, aided, and abetted an insurrection on January 6th.
McCrory voted to keep Trump on the ballot.
However, having said that, it's not my place to rule on that today.
She says the board doesn't have jurisdiction to enforce that conclusion. I'm Ed Donahue.
Justice Department looking into allegations that Missouri Representative Cori Bush misused government funds for her personal security. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime producing a very controversial cartoon.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has-Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, three churches in India have been shut down by mobs of Hindu radicals. International Christian Concern reports the attackers trashed the buildings where the three congregations were meeting and warned them not to gather again. Three pastors were arrested by authorities and accused of carrying out, in their words, quote, forced conversions. This is SRN News. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin's wife has been hospitalized following a car accident.
Senator Manchin says his wife, Gail, and a colleague were in an accident while driving in Birmingham on their way to an event for the Appalachian Regional Commission. In a statement, Manchin writes, quote, both were admitted to UAB Hospital and are receiving excellent care. She remains in stable condition but will stay there for a couple of days for precautionary measures. Manchin also thanked first responders who arrived at the scene. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, it was a day of mixed trading on Wall Street Tuesday. Dow Industrials gained 133 points, closing at 38,467. The S&P 500 was off 3 at 49.24. And on the tech side, NASDAQ fell 118 points at 15,509. More details at srnnews.com.